It's time for our weekly catch-up with National MP Carl Bates.
Housing Minister Chris Bishop and Associate Housing Minister Tama Portucker announced the government's release of the new social housing investment plan, which aims to shift to a needs-based, data-driven approach. The new flexible fund includes $41 million in operating funding over the next 4 years, and the government has stated they expect to support up to 770 social homes and affordable rentals in the initial phase. As well, Health Minister Simeon Brown last week announced a cabinet decision to stop new prescriptions for puberty blockers for young people identifying as trans or experiencing gender dysphoria. The rule, in effect from 19th of December, is based on recommendations from a UK National Health Service review, which determined that the evidence to the benefits or risks of the treatment were remarkably weak. The government is expected to pause new prescriptions until the outcome of a clinical trial being conducted in the UK, expected to be completed in 2031. I spoke with MP Carl Bates about all of these topics, firstly by asking about the flexible fund, which will replace the so-called patchwork of programs in place for social housing.
Yeah, so absolutely. The new flexible fund is part of our plan to address the social housing challenges in New Zealand. The flexible fund will allow providers to bring forward solutions that best meet local demand. So ensuring that we have local solutions for different places across the country, and we'll be able to support interventions that target, need and offer the strong value for taxpayers' dollars, which is really important in the process of solving this challenge that we have.
Whangarei-based Green Party List MP Huhana Linden says the government has yet to clarify the future of a number of Kāinga Ora projects, especially up in Far North, which were cancelled. Does this new social housing plan seek to address this issue?
So I'm not sure about those specific projects up in the Far North. It's not my part of the country that I'm particularly focused on. I know that down here, for example, in Whanganui, Kāinga Ora has made clear which projects it's continuing to work with, which were part of the previous government's, the Labor government's unfunded wish list of projects that they had in our area, where they had a wonderful plan but no ability to deliver on it, and had made commitments that, as I say, weren't funded, weren't in the budget. And Kāinga Ora has made clear what it's going to continue to focus on and what it's not.
In the 2025 budget, this government promised up to 900 homes to become available through this flexible fund. In this most recent announcement, that number is between 675 to 770 in the initial phase. Labour Housing spokesperson Kieran McNulty called this pitiful, given the number of people in emergency housing and experiencing homelessness. How would you respond to this statement?
I wouldn't take seriously anything he had to say about building houses, given their track record or lack thereof in actually getting houses built. You take these things step by step. That's how you implement a plan and get a good outcome. And so this fund has enough investment to support between 675 and 770 social homes and affordable rentals. And as it said in the announcement, that is the initial phase. So there is more to come.
Yesterday, a number of community organisations in Auckland, as well as councillors and political reps, produced an open letter to the government calling for the government to resolve issues within emergency housing, homelessness policy and public housing schemes. How do you respond to their demands?
So we are delivering on our commitment to reduce emergency housing, for example, across the country. We've seen that the emergency housing in Rotorua, for example, has been concluded in terms of the target to remove that a month earlier than scheduled. We're achieving some great results in terms of housing across the country. We've seen rents go down for the first time in well over a decade. These are positive outcomes in terms of the housing market and our ability to ensure homes are available for people who need them across the country.
Do you think the proposed ban on homelessness or homeless people in Auckland CBD is aligned with this government's intentions around addressing housing inequity?
It's not something that I can comment on from the point of view that we haven't made, as I recall, an announcement regarding that yet. But
I'll move on to my next topic on the decision to pause puberty blocker prescriptions announced by Health Minister Simeon Brown. Health experts have warned that this decision could likely have harmful outcomes for an already vulnerable population of rangatahi. Can you explain why the government has made this decision against the advice of health professionals?
So it's really important to appreciate that this decision is about giving families greater reassurance that any care provided is safe, is evidence-based, and is focused on what is best for their children, for their young people or person in question in the particular situation and to somebody here across the country. The Ministry of Health found that there was a lack of high quality evidence demonstrating the clear benefits or all risks of puberty blockers and that change in policy setting aligns with the findings of the CASE review in the United Kingdom, which was an independent review commissioned by the NHS, and that confirmed that there remains considerable uncertainty regarding the long-term safety and clinical effectiveness of puberty blockers for the purposes that we've been talking about.
Experts have contended that despite the lack, I suppose, of longer-term data, reversible puberty blockers are standard clinical practice in numerous countries which supports physical and mental health of young trans people. Do you think that more could have been done maybe to consult with these clinical views and consider the potential limitations of evidence demanded from this form of treatment?
Well, the position that the government has taken is that while the evidence remains unclear, we're taking a precautionary approach. And I think that New Zealanders rightly expect that medications that they are given, that are prescribed to them, that they're being told to use to support a particular issue or condition or medical treatment are supported by strong evidence and are safe. And while the evidence is unclear, the government, as I say, is taking that precautionary approach because we think that that's the right thing to do.
It was stated that this was largely based on the CASE review in the UK, which had determined that there was a lack of evidence surrounding these puberty blockers. Are you concerned, however, that this review didn't include the perspectives of trans or non-binary experts in its findings or conclusions?
So the next step in the process in the United Kingdom is that they are establishing a clinical trial on the use of puberty blockers for young people with gender dysphoria. And so that process or that clinical trial will be closely monitored, I'm sure, by the Minister of Health here in New Zealand, because that's going to give more evidence into how those puberty blockers work for individuals who have gender dysphoria, and we'll be watching that closely, as I say, to determine the safety or lack thereof for use of puberty blockers here in New Zealand.
How do you respond to claims that this decision was politically motivated?
So the decision is based on the evidence that the Ministry of Health have seen. What we've seen internationally, and we've just been talking about the United Kingdom as an example. And I think that, as we said before, New Zealanders rightly expect that medicines are safe for the purpose they're intended. And if that can't be, if that purpose or that safety related to the purpose that a drug is intended for can't be assured, then the government rightly needs to take a precautionary approach before allowing it to be used for particular purposes.
That was National MP Carl Bates speaking on the government's decision to pause new puberty blocker prescriptions for young trans people and the new social housing plan.
That was our weekly chat with National MP Carl Bates.